And Andy, I know, I've got another question. Actually, maybe you and Geoffrey can tackle this one. I'll start off with you, Andy. Do matter and antimatter attract each other?
Okay, so if you just take a positron and an electron, they attract each other because they've got opposite electrical charges. But a much more interesting question is if you make a matter atom and an antimatter atom, do they then attract each other? Do they have, because if they were two atoms, they would have a positive pull together from gravity. So an interesting question, which I think Geoffrey might like to comment on, is whether there's some anti-gravitational force related to antimatter.
It's a very fascinating question and an experimental one that another group here at CERN hopes to answer. The short answer is that nobody knows, because physics is fundamentally an experimental science. But people are planning on doing that experiment. Maybe in 5 to 10 years, we'll have an answer. Most people don't think that there's anti-gravity, in other words, that antimatter and matter repel each other, but there may be some slight correction to the attraction. That's what the current thinking, it's as far as it goes at any rate.
Thanks, Geoffrey.